Two New Yorkers, a Thousand Opinions. I'm your host, Evelyn Calleja, and I'm joined by my fabulous co-host, Pascual Cardone. Hello, Pascual. How are you this week?
I am fine. Thank you, Evelyn. I appreciate the fabulous again. I love that word.
Well, I got to find another because you're many things. So we don't want to pigeonhole you into just one adjective.
But fabulous just says so much.
It does. It's so fabulous. What's going on with us today?
Today, well, we'll talk a little bit about this and that.
A little that. And so want to tell episode number three.
Yes. And it's for Wednesday, the 18th of January, which I can't believe 18 days into the month.
I know.
You know, I mean, January is going to go so quick. February is a short month with 28 days. It's like, I'm kind of happy because I can't wait for spring.
I know. You're really a sun child.
You're in the South, so you're fine all the time. Yeah, it might be
rainy. Well, actually, it's been cold.
But what's your definition of cold?
Well, right at this moment, it's like 58 degrees.
See, that'd be a heat wave here.
Yeah, that's chilly for us. Because, you know, when you're used to 80 plus weather.
Right.
So there's a lot of blankets. You could tell I'm wearing a
turtleneck.
Turtleneck, yeah. Cute. It's cold.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But again, we would take your 50 degree weather up here.
I know. Although we could have it.
We've been having mild weather. I mean, for January, you know, it hasn't been too bad. I have to say, thank goodness.
Yeah, knock wood.
It was good. I'm happy. But again, two more months. By March, I'll be happy.
Yeah. So you guys didn't get that much snow or anything.
You know, for Stanford, we haven't gotten any snow at all. Now, flurries, maybe that's it. But no, that's why it's been very fortunate. So I have my shovel in the storage unit. I have to take that out for my car in case we get plowed in. You know, you need a little shovel.
You do need a little. Do you have a garage?
No, unfortunately not. This is all outdoor parking.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it really does. Especially, we've had a few frost days, not many. But when it snows, last year when I was here, it's frustrating. You know.
Yeah.
So the snow.
You have to, if you got to be somewhere, you got to say.
You got to plan early to get up.
Yeah.
You got to have a little time to clean and shovel your area. So it's fine. It's not forever. You never know where I will end up eventually.
That's right. You love Stanford, though.
It could be Florida. It could be California. You never know.
Oh, we want you to be here in Florida, obviously. Speaking of California.
Yes.
So I was thinking about this California weather.
Unbelievable.
When you lived there, you loved it, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I had the greatest time, met some lovely people, still friends with them after 30 years. Love California. I'd move back there in a heartbeat.
Really? Even with everything that's going on?
You know, it's funny when you're there, you don't think about it, except when I used to walk over the crosswalks. Then I would think of an earthquake. So when I'd walk over the highway, I would walk quicker.
Yeah.
I lived there. Well, you never know. It could happen anytime. But when I lived there, it didn't bother me weather-wise.
Where did you live exactly?
In Venice Beach. I was a half a block from the ocean.
Wow. So you were where it was happening.
It really was. That's where I got my first pair of roller blades.
Wow.
After work every day, I was out there on the boardwalk. Oh, my God. It was great. Loved it.
Do you still rollerblade?
I have a second pair, but I don't do it as much here because it's different in Connecticut. You do it in the parking lot. It's not as much fun as in Venice Beach.
Oh, I can imagine.
But I try to get out there two, three times a year now. Well, in the summertime. Because it's great exercise. You know, for your legs, for your heart, good cardio. I enjoy it. But yeah, I still do it. Even at my young age, I still do it.
You're not old. Don't even start with me.
Not going to say anything. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. But you were on rollerblades one time at our house in...
Yes, I almost killed myself.
But it was fun.
Yeah, and Eric went down the block. Remember, he fell?
Yes.
Scraped his knee. Yeah.
Wanted to sue us.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That Norwegian.
Really? Norwegians.
So, yeah, otherwise everything, it was fun those days when we were all partying. So other than that, for the 18th, you know, we have to talk about what's coming up. What are we celebrating on the 18th?
Yeah, what's the day?
I have a few of them. It's Wednesday the 18th, and it is National Peking Day. You know, Peking duck?
Peking.
Oh, Peking. Oh, Peking. What did I say? Peking?
Peking, yeah.
All right, I'm tired.
I know. We got to talk about your weekend. All right.
No. National Peking. Peking Day.
Peking, like Peking the,
Peek,
the Peking. City in China?
Just order the duck.
Okay.
So that recognizes the national dish of China. It is National Michigan Day, which recognizes the Great Lake State.
Michigan.
Michigan Day.
Another one that really.
Yeah, you recognize the spirit and the natural beauty of Michigan. Yay. National the Sorceress Day. Can you say
National
that?
What?
Sorceress Day.
Thesaurus?
Oh, crap. I can't write any read anymore. Yes, the thesaurus. I got to push my teeth in.
I love it. Thesaurus.
It honors the guy, Peter Mark Rogent. He's the author. He was born in 1779.
Roget.
I'm going to let you read this stuff.
Submit it and we'll see. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Constantly.
I appreciate that. This is just between you and me. Who's listening? I love this one. This is the last one. It's National Winnie the Pooh Day. Of course, I get that
Aww,
one.
National Winnie the Pooh Day.
I grew up that one. It celebrates A.A. Milne's birthday in 1882. So it's the author. I didn't realize Winnie the Pooh was around since 1882. Swear
yeah,
to God.
Really?
Well, no, he was born in 1882. So I don't know when he started writing it. That makes sense. You know what I mean? Was it the 1900s? It had to have been.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, that's a cute one. So we're celebrating him when he was born.
That's lovely.
Yes. All right, so I have some breaking news.
Ooh.
So I was reading the online news, and in Italy, they finally found a mafioso boss that's been on the lam for 30 years. They found him in Sicily.
Really? After all that time?
30 years. It took them 30 years to find this guy. I mean, like, why that long? They say somebody probably snitched on him because he has cancer and he's going for treatment that he might not be useful to them. So if you're not useful, they get rid of you. But I'm surprised they didn't just like, you know, boom, boom, get him out. Because now that the police have him, they're going to capture him and he's going to talk. He'll be a pigeon.
So what's this guy's name?
Matteo Messina DiNarco. Yeah, Matteo Messina, DENACO, DiNarco. That's it, not R, DiNarco. Yeah, arrested 30 years in Italy. But I was reading some of the things he was doing. It's not nice. Well, racketeering, illegal waste dumping, money laundering, drug trafficking, and plus killing people. But this is all...
the worst part.
Yeah, but this is all alleged. You know what I mean? We can't be brought into law because we have to say alleged.
Right, yes. He's allegedly a mafioso.
But between you and me, you know, he did it.
Oh, come on. So whenever you say mafia, here's what happens in my head. I start hearing the theme music to The Godfather.
Oh,
every time, even on TV, if they say something with the mafia, there it goes. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
My internal boombox.
I always think of like a violin case.
Oh, yeah?
You keep the gun in the violin case.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, right. That's what I would think when I think of mafia. It's like, oh, somebody's carrying the case.
Yeah.
But that's cute. You think of the movie.
Yes. That's how narrow-minded I am.
Well, I mean, we all have things that we assimilate with, so.
Well, that's true. And the thing is that it's a culture thing.
Right.
Look at how, what an influence that was on our culture.
Oh, I know. I know. But it's amazing it still goes on today.
Oh, yeah. I know. I wonder after all these years, the FBI didn't get better about catching these guys.
Well, that's it. You know they're out there. They're still doing it, but it just blows me away.
Yeah.
It does. So, anyway.
Well, I have a Sandra Wisdom. Do you want to hear her?
I would love
entry for today.
This is the second time, yes.
I know.
She's good.
She's so good. We are all works in progress. Every day is an opportunity to learn and grow.
Wow.
Shall I repeat?
Yeah, you know, you just have to.
All works in progress. Every day is an opportunity to learn and grow.
Yes, the second time's always better. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. I'll repeat it at the end of the show. Why not? Love our Sandra Wisdom. Yeah.
And you have to really have some thought about this. Oh.
You got to really think about those things. I mean, you could be wise, but I think it's just her nature.
Yes. Well, she's got good nature.
She's got a good one. So we finally mailed our holiday cards out.
When?
On Friday.
Oh.
Well, we were gone in Spain and we just, right. It caught up with us when we got home.
Well, Monday's the holiday, so it'll take another day.
Yeah. Monday is Martin Luther King Day. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Happy Martin Luther King Day. That's nice.
He's a historical figure that I have always admired.
I always wanted to go back down to Washington to see his monument.
Oh, it's really fabulous. You've
seen that. Yeah, I have not seen that yet. Been to Washington, but not since they put it up.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
You know, we were always there for business. We spent a lot of time in D.C.
It's a lovely place.
Yeah.
Really is. No,
we have friends. We have friends there. My friend Hillary and Amy.
Right.
Hi, ladies.
It's nice to have people around different areas. You can always visit when you go.
Nice. Yeah.
The world. It really is. It's a lot of fun that way.
So we said that we needed our guest last week recommended that we do a little controversy.
Yes. He did. We've taken that under his advisement.
Well, I don't know what we don't agree with. Obviously, Harry and Meghan.
Well, that's a given, you know, right and wrong.
You want anything else to say about that?
You still owe me 6 hours of my life from watching the show? No, I think I'm going to let that one go.
I know. What's going on with you?
Well, they've been quiet this week. I haven't heard much about them, which is good.
Yeah.
Really, you just don't need to. But, you know, I've been reading reports on him that people are really mixed reviews. It's like, if you want your publicity, you didn't want the publicity, then go away. You know what I mean? Don't keep talking about it. Just go into the...
I don't think it's that simple for him.
Because he wants his cake and eat it too. He wants to be royal, but he doesn't want to do anything.
Well, that's his legacy, is being royal.
But he's trying to give that up. He's trying to keep the legacy, but he's trying to give up the duties. He's so close to the throne that he can't. You know what I mean? He has to walk away 100%. Because
that close to the throne anymore.
Well, he's six. Okay, not that. I don't mean that close, but I mean, he's right up there. I mean, he's Diana's son, Charles's son. You know what I mean? It's not like he's the great, great, great grandchild.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Not like if you and I abdicated our titles.
Right. And we're not giving them up. But, you know, it's just, he's so close to that, you know, inner work there. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so. So the monarchy isn't anything that I ever cared about.
You know, I didn't either, except that, you know, my ex was into that whole thing. So I had gotten into it over the years. Find it fascinating. You know, we used to watch all the different shows on Britain, all that. And I used to love it.
Yeah.
Still do. But yeah, it's nice. I like
Yeah.
it. Anyway.
Well, I didn't care. I know my mother really loved Queen Elizabeth, but I think it's because that made sense to me because they were contemporaries in that they were like the same age.
Right,
So
right. It
my
was a
mother
woman.
growing up, you know, this young girl, I think she saw, you know, it could have been her, you know.
Right. It's funny, I think of London now or England, and I have a different feeling toward it now that Queen Elizabeth is gone.
Really?
Yeah, it's so bizarre because it's like I wasn't proud of her. I guess I was, but you know, she's just always been there. She's been that constant. It's like when you think of England, you just think of Queen Elizabeth. She's been there for years. We grew up with her.
Yeah, we did.
No, and now
Poor
when I think,
Charles, he's never going to be able to.
he can't line himself up to his mother. He can't. It just can't be his mother, which he shouldn't be. But I
No.
haven't heard any unrest yet over there. You know, like is Australia going to break away yet?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be interesting. In Canada?
Yeah, I mean, they said that they had wanted to do this once she was gone,
Yeah.
but that's going to take money away from, you know, England, because they get all the income from everybody. So they get all that financial support. That'll be interesting if they start breaking away.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you know, it's time marches on. That's
Yeah.
how life is, right?
No, that's it. All right, so now, did you get the wedding invitation? I didn't get one.
Wedding invitation for whom?
Kim's ex, Yi, got married.
Yay.
Yi, yay! I think we should talk about what I'm going to say next. Is it Yi? It's yay,
Yay.
yay. Do you ever figure out why he said yay? What does it mean, Yeezy?
Well, because the Yeezy was like a Jesus thing.
Yeezy means Jesus.
I think it was, you know, don't
Oh, I'll have to do that in a Google question next week.
yeah, you'll have to Google, everyone Google that. But yay is Kanye. Shortened.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. But his is Kanye with an A, isn't Kanye? Is it with an E? Kanye?
No, K A
K
N
N Y E.
Y E,
Okay,
Kanye.
now I got Kanye. That makes sense. All right. I didn't know where he got the yee from. Yay.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
think
Anyway.
Yeezus was a Jesus thing. What is
Jesus.
that?
Okay. But here's the scoop. He had a wedding ceremony on Friday the 13th with
With
his wife,
whom? Who did he marry?
Bianca Censori, an Italian girl, Censori, Censori, Censori. She works for him since 2020, and she's the head of architect. Supposedly, Kim didn't like her, but that's here.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm sure she's very pretty. I haven't seen a photo of her. But, which I thought was interesting that they make a harp on this, that they had the ceremony, but they didn't file the papers yet, the marriage
Oh.
certificate. But don't you do that the same day or something? Or how does that?
I thought you do. In order to get married, you need to sign the papers.
Well, you can have they had the ceremony. So I just thought that was funny. I mean, it was
She
funny.
better be careful with that one. He's a crazy one. Well, he's a moron.
You think so?
Oh, I think he's a total moron, yes.
I have to say, I'm going to agree on that. We're not going to disagree.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm going to agree on this one. He's definitely a
A moron.
moron. Yes, we'll just say it. Yeah. I don't.
Sorry, Kim, we don't approve.
Yeah, but he's your ex-husband now, so let it
Well,
go.
the thing is, you know.
He'll always be in her life. They have four kids together.
I know, that's so crazy, isn't it?
They
Four
just
kids.
celebrated the daughter's fifth birthday at a place, and it was a kitty theme. Yeah, Hello Kitty theme.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, no, it is adorable. That was nice.
Very adorable. Well, so ask me what I did this week.
Evelyn, Evelyn?
Yes.
What do you do this week?
Thank you for asking. So I went and I ordered new hearing aids.
What?
So my guy Scott at Connect Hearing hooked me up. So I'm upgrading. So my
Wow.
old hearing aids, I can't do anything. They have batteries. Well, the new ones is going to be like rechargeable and
Oh, great.
Bluetooth. I could do things on my phone, like lower them or,
Oh my
adjust
heavens.
them.
Are they small?
Well, the same size as what I wear now.
So do they fit in the ear or behind the ear?
Well, it's behind the ear, but there's
Your piece
a
goes in.
wire that goes in with a little thing you put in your ear. Obviously, it has to be.
Is it on 2 ears or 1 ear?
I have two. I have what you call a crossover. I wear two hearing aids.
And do people use two or one?
Huh?
Do they use two or do people use one?
Well, it depends on the kind of hearing loss they have. I'm
Oh.
profoundly deaf on my left side, so I can't really hear anything. So the crossover, what that does, it helps your brain think you're hearing in stereo, which you're really not because I can't hear anything on that side. But
Right.
I feel like when I'm wearing my hearing aids, I feel like I can hear.
Well, that's great. I'm
Yeah.
glad. Oh, good. So, do you have to order these? Do
Huh?
you have to order them?
You have to order them because I have a crossover. I get two, so they didn't have it on stock. So I pick
Okay.
it up next week from Monday.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting. I'm happy for you. You know, I mean, you'll be able to listen to Eric now.
Yes.
Because you always tell him, stay on
Eric.
my left side. Stay on the left
That
side.
Eric.
Well, that's great. I'm happy for you. Are they expensive, may I ask? Don't have to tell the exact
Oh
price.
my God, very expensive.
But
Yeah, no, I'll tell you.
I thought they were coming.
$4,000.
I mean, how much? What? What'd you say? How much?
I know, $4,000.
2,000 in a year?
Yeah, and he really sharpened his pencil. He really hooked me up, my friend Scott.
Well, that's on a deal for 4,000.
What?
Is that? I can't wait till you get those. Not a lot.
Sorry.
What? Is that a deal? 4,000?
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
I thought that they were coming out with some inexpensive ones. They were saying lately that you didn't need a prescription for them.
Yeah, that's the newest thing. But the issue with that is that since I have a crossover, I have a specific kind of hearing loss.
Oh, I see.
Like you can't just walk in and get a hearing aid.
That's what I thought when they was talking about it. I'm like, oh, great, just go ahead and get one.
Well, if I was only, if I only needed the one, I probably could over the
Yeah,
counter.
right.
But it's better to go to these places called Connect Hearing for my Florida peeps. So it's better to go to these places because you have a relationship with them. They clean them, they check them out, you see them every few months.
Oh, that's great. Good
Yeah,
service.
so you have like a full service.
We don't have that up here. I don't see that up here. I've never
No.
noticed it up here.
Well, I'm in the land of all people,
I know, I know. Well,
Florida.
no, I'm glad you have that service for that. That's good. Instead of just getting them, let them just sit there.
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy about it.
Well, I can't wait to, we'll try them out next week.
So, what have you been up to this week? Did you teach?
Did some teaching, not too much. I was doing some things with work, so I wasn't able to do it every day, maybe like twice last week. So it was good. No, the kids, it's so nice when you walk away from school and it's like peaceful. You know, you didn't have to raise your voice to them to be quiet. And it's like, it was good. 2 days of good teaching.
Oh, good.
So I was happy. But I just came back from the Poconos.
I know. Tell us how your trip went.
Oh my God, it's a quick hour and 45 minutes away. It's not too far. And I went down to see the guys, Michael and Harris. Unfortunately, Harris didn't make it, so I just saw Michael. And we just really hung out all day, had the fire going, took a nice walk, and just ate. like ate and drank, you know, stuck in the cabin. So it was just a lot of fun. Can't complain.
So they've had this home for a while, yes. So
they live in New York City. They rent in New York, but then they own the house in the Poconos. That's their home. And 20 years, I think they've had it.
Wow.
A nice getaway. Really is. So unfortunately, I haven't used it much with them this year. 2022 is a very crazy year. So this is the first time in a year. I think I was there last January. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. It was a long time. It was a long time. So it was nice. Because during COVID, Michael was staying there. And so we were going like all the time down there. So we got used to just, you know, every other weekend going to the park. But now everybody's working. So it's different. But yeah, no, it was a great weekend. It was very nice. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Yeah, no, it worked out fine.
We went to all you could eat sushi on Saturday.
See, I'm not a sushi guy.
No?
I'm not. I know. Somebody said they were really going to take me and try them. But yeah, no. What'd you get? I just get a California roll if I'm having
it. Well, no, I had a sashimi, dumplings. I had a dragon roll that's with the eel in it. It was very good. We went with Sandy and two other friends.
But it's all raw.
Yeah, sushi.
I know. Is that good, though? Raw fish?
Well, some people say it isn't, but I am happy about it. I love sushi.
Right. Well, that's why you have to have good sushi. You don't get sick from it.
So I've been to this place before. It's okay. The service is really slow. They don't come as quickly. And, you know, I don't think I'll go back.
It's a buffet. That's why I guess they don't.
No, it's not a buffet. They actually table. They bring it to you, order it.
Oh, and it's unlimited?
Yeah. But if you have more than two pieces left on your plate, then they charge you a la carte.
Oh, wow.
You can't have leftovers.
That is smart. You know how people are. They just leave a whole pile of food. Wow. That's going to be a trend, is it? I don't know. That's a good
one. I don't
one.
Know. I think they should do that.
I mean, I've been to Chinese buffets where people just leave their food.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
Graceful.
It's and like, it's not a buffet. You're not with people and around a trough, which I like.
Yeah, they have one here in Stanford, Chinese buffet, where you're standing around the trough.
Yeah.
I have to say, I do like it.
I love a buffet. The next time we're up there, you have to take us.
Yeah, it's a little hole in the wall here in Stanford. And that's by all means, let's do it. Well, the last time you were here, we did catering. We ordered it in, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
We ordered in. But yeah, let's go over there. I'd love that.
All right.
That'd be fun. So.
Well, look at the time. It's just flown by. Always such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. And you as well, dearest.
As long as we're not arguing.
No, we did pretty good. We agreed on him.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, I think he's a moron, so yeah.
You know, London will never agree on, so that's okay.
Yeah, no, we will never agree on that whole, the crown thing, no.
Of how she ruined his life, no.
Who ruined whose life?
Oh, Megan. Can you agree
you
on
need
that?
To stop that. She did not ruin his life. She gave him two beautiful children.
That he'll probably see on weekends and Christmas every other year.
Oh, God, you're really bad. No.
Give it time.
I disagree.
No, you can disagree, and that's fine, you know?
It's terrible when you're wrong.
Well, how does it make you feel, though?
Fabulous when you're wrong. I love it when you're wrong.
All right, I love you.
All right. No, love you more.
Even though I'm right. Okay. Oh, anyway, have a great week. Give my love to Eric.
I will.
Everybody, and thank you for listening.
Yes. Thanks to everyone for listening. Ciao, y'all.
Ciao.